Okay, we're going to go to a Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Kathy, you're up next with Jimmy Akin. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. How's Jimmy?
I'm doing just fine. What's your question?
My question is, you were talking earlier about necromancy, and many years ago, back when my mama had passed away, she came to me about a month after she had passed away. She wanted me to look at my dad's eye, and she kept, you know, teasing me like she normally did. I felt so much love and joy, you know, with her being with me. And then the next day I went ahead and did what she said, and I went and checked on my daddy's eye, and he had a hair that was scratching his eyeball, what had been happening. He never bothered to tell any of us. And I thought, okay, with what you were talking about earlier, should I not have listened, or should I have, you know, everything was okay, everything was copacetic.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. When you say your mom came to you, you mean she came to you on her own initiative? You didn't do anything like go to a medium or call a psychic telephone line or use a Ouija board or anything like that, did you?
No,
okay.
Nothing like that. I know that that is a sin. I'm a cradle
Right.
Catholic.
So in that case, what happened here was not necromancy. Necromancy is when you summon up the dead to get information out of them, or otherwise to bend them to your will and get them to do stuff. You know, like put hexes on people and things like that. It's different than intercession, asking for their prayers. It's also, different than the situation that happened here, because what happened in this case, assuming this was a genuine phenomenon, you know, there's always coincidence and things like that, but assuming this is what happened, then it's paralleled by events like the vision that Judah Maccabee had in Second Maccabees, where he saw a vision of the departed or deceased high priest Onias, who then showed him the deceased prophet Jeremiah praying for the people of Israel. And so that was a vision that occurred on heaven's initiative. Judah did not consult a medium, unlike King Saul, and so it wasn't necromancy. Judah was not trying to conjure up the dead. And in the same way, you weren't trying to conjure up your mom. So God, in his providence, can allow the departed to communicate with the living. That's what happens, for example, in the various apparitions of the Virgin Mary and the other saints. We're not to go trying to summon up the saints, that would be necromancy. But if God chooses to let one of our departed loved ones come to us and pass on some piece of information, that's entirely up to God. He can do that, but we are not to take the initiative to try to call up the dead.
All right. I feel a lot better about the whole thing. You know, it was such joy, and I thought, how can this be wrong?
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure and get your take on it. Thank you for being there. I love you guys and just appreciate having the EWTN.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy, for the call.